The following recording is a podcast collaboration between the Stroke Society Australasia and the International Journal of Stroke. The interview is with Craig Anderson from the George Institute.
My name's Craig Anderson. I'm the Professor of Stroke Medicine and Clinical Neuroscience at the University of Sydney and Royal Prince Alfred Hospital and Senior Director at the George Institute for Global Health. My presentation today is providing some mechanistic updates on how early intensive blood pressure lowering improves clinical outcome in acute intracerebral hemorrhage. What we've done is we've combined the data from the CT sub-studies of the Interact 1 and Interact 2 studies. These were patients who had a second CT scan at 24 hours to examine hematoma volumes between the baseline and serial scan, but also measuring the perihematomal edema. By increasing the sample size with both of the studies, we've been able to show that the treatment does reduce the amount of bleeding in the brain by a small amount, just around 2 mils, but also a reduction in perihematomal edema. And this provides biological support for the clinical outcomes that the main trial, Interact 2, showed in almost 3,000 patients who were randomised in 144 hospitals, 21 countries, with the results published in the New England Journal of Medicine in May 2013.
You've been listening to a podcast interview with Professor Craig Anderson from the George Institute and Carmen Nave Jenkins, Managing Editor of the International Journal of Stroke. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organization. Please consider becoming a member.